official.
Kim, Ghana's new youth and sports minister, Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, has climbed between the ropes with Nnamdi Moeta at the Wild Card Boxing Club in Los Angeles, California. Our VOA boxing fans will remember Wild Card is the gym owned and operated by Hall of Fame trainer Freddie Roach. Nnamdi asked the sports minister, how do you plan to revive boxing in Ghana?
First and foremost, to unify the community, the boxing, the entire boxing community in the country, bring them all under one federation, that's the Ghana Boxing Federation. And then I think with that, we can move together and make sure that we bring progress to the sport of boxing in Ghana.
What are the challenges that you currently face in implementing some of these plans?
Well, obviously, for every developing country like Ghana, funding is the key challenge, and especially in the face of numerous competing needs that are coming up, health, education, and so on and so forth. So sports gets the short end of the stick, and I believe that if we are able to unite the entire community, we should be able to attract the attention of the government as well as the private sector to come to the aid of boxing. In so doing, we'll be able to also address the issues of infrastructure, because we do not have adequate boxing gyms, even the equipment that is needed, the facilities for bringing people together, and then so on and so forth. So we need to do that to ensure that we attract a lot of investment from the private sector and let it be seen as a place where people can invest their money in, and then it will yield dividends to them as well as to the youth who will be taken up to boxing as a sport.
With a country such as Ghana facing issues like power crisis, economy, labor agitations, what is the significance of a boxing gym? Why the focus on the boxing?
Well, I believe in the adage that man must not live by bread and water alone. And therefore, in the face of all these other crises that you've mentioned, we still need to explore the opportunities that are available in sports, especially in the areas where Ghana has had made name, where we have a comparative advantage, where we have established ourselves as good on the continent. If you take football, you take athletics, you take boxing, we have distinguished ourselves in those areas. And therefore, it stands to reason that if we want to focus on this sport, it will yield a lot more dividend, especially the benefits that it has or it holds for the youth, particularly from deprived communities, people who perhaps otherwise wouldn't have made it through the regular education channels, who can also take advantage of the opportunities in these areas of sports and make it.
What brings you to Hollywood?
Hollywood has made fame not only in filmmaking, but also in providing adequate facilities for people who have made name in boxing. So I'm here in particular to look at some of the boxing gyms that have been able to attract the great boxing talents in the world, and where they have used the facilities there to train and attained greater heights, so that we can also replicate something like that in Ghana.
Honorable Minister, you're here with us at the famous Wild Card Boxing Gym, where one of the best trainers train fighters, and Manny Pacquiao trained for his mega fight. Why did you come to Wild Card?
I think that in Ghana, we follow what we think is good. And therefore, coming to Wild Card, as you've mentioned, this is the place where world champions have trained. And it's, for me, it is better to come here, see what it is that has made them champions, and try and replicate same back at home and give opportunities to our boxers to also attain greater heights in boxing. Wildcard has made name and is famous. It's like one of the top places for training boxers in the world, not only in America, but it's a world-class training facility. And therefore, my decision to go there, and then I have to express gratitude to Freddie Roach for receiving me and allowing me to tour the facility and seeing what it takes to produce great world boxing champions. And perhaps with his support, encouragement that I got from him, we should be able to replicate something like that in Ghana, to also offer opportunities for Ghanaian boxers to also attain greater heights.
In Africa, the focus has always been soccer, you know, from the president down to the minister, you know, to everybody, soccer. Do you see a chance where a country like Ghana can produce great champions like they did in the past?
Indeed, that is one of the key visions of the current president of Ghana, President John Dramani Mahama. His vision is to offer opportunities, invest in the other sporting disciplines, continue to invest in football, but let us also pay attention to the other disciplines. Because in the past, we've been able to produce great champions in athletics, in boxing. Ghana in the past has produced number of champions in boxing: Floyd Robertson, DK Poison, Azuma Nelson, Ike Corte, King Kong Agbeko, Fred Lawson, Nana Yao, and then also Baba Sumaila, our own Baba Sumaila, who has made a name for himself and is one of the few, or perhaps the only African boxing trainer at the Wildcard gym here in LA. And I think that this is a plus for Ghana. We are hoping that if we are able to do something similar in Ghana, we should be able to attract all these personalities to support and promote the sport of boxing in Ghana.
Honorable Minister, you've just finished visiting the Wildcard gym right here in Hollywood. What are the chances of we having something like this on the ground in Accra, Ghana?
Well, we needed this yesterday in Ghana, but with the vision and then what I've seen here at Wildcard, I'm more inspired to now push even stronger ahead to ensure that within the next 1 year, we have something going in Ghana.
That's Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, Ghana's youth and sports minister, and he was talking with Namdi Hollywood Moweta at the Wild Card Boxing Club in Los Angeles, California. Ghana's sports minister mentioned former world bantamweight champion Joseph King Kong Agbeko in his chat with Namdi. King Kong was back in the ring for the first time in almost 18 months over the weekend in El Paso, Texas. He stopped Filipino fighter Juanito Rubilar by fourth-round technical knockout. The bout was stopped after Rubilar suffered a cut over his left eye. Agbeko says he'll use the comeback win to propel him towards another world title shot. King Kong improved his record to 30 wins and 5 losses with 23 knockouts. Rubilar has now lost 10 of his past 11 fights, and his record stands at 49 victories, 23 defeats, and 7 draws. Now let's go to New Zealand for an update on the FIFA Under-20 World Cup football tournament. The Flying Eagles of Nigeria lost to Brazil Monday 4-2 in New Plymouth. Gabriel Jesus gave the Brazilian boys an early lead with a goal in the 4th minute. Isaac Success also found success early in the match, getting the equalizer for Nigeria 6 minutes later. Musa Yayaya put the Nigerian boys in front with a goal in the 28th minute before the Brazilians equalized in the 34th minute on a goal by Judivan. Gabriel Bochilha gave Brazil a 3-2 lead in the 59th minute before Judivan scored his second goal of the game in the 82nd minute. Final score from New Plymouth, New Zealand, Brazil 4, Nigeria 2. In Monday's other results, Hungary beat North Korea 5-1. Germany whacked Fiji 8-1 in the most lopsided match of the tourney so far. And Honduras edged Uzbekistan 4-3. For a look at the African results from the weekend in New Zealand, here's Marco Uma.
Africans had mixed results at the men's FIFA Under-20 World Cup in New Zealand on Sunday. Goals scored late in the second half by striker Adama Traore and attacking midfielder Barclay Diudone lifted Mali to a 2-0 triumph over Mexico in Dundee. Tournament debutants Senegal received their baptism of fire when they went down 3-0 to Portugal in Hamilton. Early on Saturday, Ghana and Austria drew 1-1. Meanwhile, here in South Africa, winger Dion Hot scored twice as Namibia beat Mozambique 2-0 in the Council of Southern Africa Football Association's COSAFA Cup final at the Moruleng Stadium in Northwest Province on Saturday. Earlier on, Madagascar edged Botswana 2-1 in the bronze medal playoff. Mark Oma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thanks, Mark. Turning to tennis, defending women's champion Maria Sharapova of Russia was knocked out of the French Open on Monday. Sharapova fell in straight sets 7-6 and 6-4. To 13th-seeded Czech player Lucy Safarova. Top-seeded Serena Williams advanced to the quarterfinals with a victory over American countrywoman Sloane Stephens. Serena dropped the first set 6-1, but then took the next two 7-5 and 6-3. In men's action, Swiss star Roger Federer advanced to the quarterfinals with a four-set victory over Frenchman Gael Monfils. And third-seeded Scotsman Andy Murray also moved into the final eight with a four-set victory over a Frenchman, Jeremy Chardy. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Kim.